There's some days when the scriptures are so rich, it's like a 100-course buffet, and you just can't eat it all. So I'm going to have to leave that gospel on the side this morning. We're not going to be able to even taste it, because I want to focus this morning on the Old Testament lesson, because it corresponds so beautifully to the person we're thinking about today, and that is St. Albert the Great. St. Albert the Great was born in the year 1200, and he lived to be 80 years old, dying in the year 1280. He was a man of such erudition and intellect that he became known as the one who is great. His most famous student was Thomas Aquinas, and indeed, Albert the Great anticipated the day that Aquinas would have such an influence in the church. He was a Dominican priest, friar, and one whose lifetime was given to every branch of learning. He was called the wonder and miracle of his age. Not only did he pursue philosophical and theological studies, but get this, he also wrote treatises on physics, meteors, minerals, sleep, breathing, and botany. In recognition of how an important scholar he was, both he and Thomas Aquinas went to the Council of Lyon that took place in the year 1274, and sadly, it was while Aquinas was on the way to that council on the 7th of March that he died. So you can appreciate how for Albert to experience the death of his student at that council would have caused him great pain. He died in Cologne on this date in the year 1280. And interestingly, he was not canonized until the year 1931 by Pope Pius XI, and also declared him a doctor of the church. What do we see in Albert the Great? He was a man who had a great love for human reason through his observation of the natural world, and he had a great love and understanding of theology. He clearly articulates what the Catholic Church has always taught, that all truth is God's truth. Therefore, there does not need to be a great divide between philosophy, theology, and the sciences. Indeed, Albert would help us to see the Catholicity of learning. That is, science, philosophy, theology, they are all part of the whole. In our reading this morning from Wisdom, there's this beautiful expression of how when we look to the natural world, it should point to the Creator who is behind it. Indeed, let me just read again a portion of that text. These beautiful words. People were unable, from the good things that are seen, to know the one who exists, nor did they recognize the artisan while paying heed to his works. Not recognizing the artisan while paying heed to his works. This is something that is so common today that there's no recognition of the artisan. But when we look to someone like St. Albert, a man who had such insight and understanding. There's another verse from our reading from Wisdom that resonated in his life. And I think it's the key of our passage for today. Let me read this verse. For from the greatness and beauty of created things comes the corresponding perception of their Creator. Looking at the beauty of the creation, there is this correspondence to help us to perceive and see the Creator. It was this that Albert the Great so clearly understood. It was this connection between faith and reason that in 1998, in his encyclical called Fides et Ratio, Faith and Reason, St. John Paul II said that these are the two wings of a great eagle that allow us to soar. Our collect for today also articulated this connection so clearly when we prayed. O God, who made the Bishop St. Albert great, by his joining of human wisdom and divine faith, grant, we pray, that we may so adhere to the truths he taught, that through progress in learning, we may come to a deeper knowledge and love of you. That's what it's all about. And this is what we see in the great intellects of the Catholic tradition. Men and women who use this gift of a keen and alive mind so that it would bring them to a deeper knowledge of God. May we be grateful that we live in a time where the sciences are so alive, that we live in a time where through philosophy and theology, we can, with today's psalm, say these words: the heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. This is something St. Albert the Great so clearly understood and lived his life by. May his example inspire us in our day. St. Albert the Great, pray for us.